On behalf of Lineberger Information Services, this is Bob Keebler, and welcome to Tax-Sensitive Withdrawal Strategies, Part 2. When you're talking about tax-sensitive withdrawal strategies, I find it helpful to break it down into four stages of a person's life cycle. And in the early accumulation years, maybe from age 25, from right after college or graduate school to age 45, how do you accumulate capital? How do you make that work? Now, one thing that we see in there is to maximize retirement savings. So how do we maximize what we can put into our corporate pension plans? Then we want to focus on maximizing what can go into our IRA accounts. Look at positioning some funds in a Roth IRA or Roth 401k so you have tax diversification from the get-go. The other advantage of positioning funds in a Roth IRA versus a traditional IRA is Roth distributions come from basis first, not earnings. So once you've met the five-year test on a conversion or simply when you put dollars into a Roth IRA, if a 25-year-old puts dollars into a Roth IRA and he pulls out the basis at age 27 or 28, there's no income tax or penalty on that transaction. We want to look at whether if a person has the means of whether they should be doing funding whole life policies or universal life policies rather than term policies. We want to look at if someone is saving money conservatively, whether annuities can play into this as a way of getting tax shelter on the front end. We also want to look at low risk oil and gas developmental type situations, not speculative or explorative situations. Low risk real estate ventures with minimal amounts of leverage, not leverage 4-to-1, but leverage maybe 50% equity and 50% debt. And we want to focus on low turnover strategies. When we're talking about low turnover strategies, if you simply buy, for example, for your large cap exposure, if you assume for a moment that, and this is not everyone will believe this is true, and I think maybe the jury's still out on some of this, but if you assume you can earn approximately the same return in a large cap index fund rather than, you know, actively managed portfolio, you might be better to just take a boring strategy for part of your portfolio and invest in an index fund, minimize your expenses, and minimize your turnover. You have two expenses when you're working with a portfolio. You have the expense of the experts to manage the portfolio, and you have, of course, the tax expense. Now, the tax expense is typically going to be much greater, okay? The tax expense is going to be typically much greater, and we want to minimize turnover where practical, okay? So we're going to focus on low turnover strategies, perhaps for a portion of your portfolio, trying to get alpha out of different sections. Now, 46 to retirement. This is where the rubber hits the road. This is where we have to do our hard work. We want to continue to apply the concepts from the early years. We want to aggressively manage the taxation of your wage earnings by putting as much as possible into retirement plans and deferred compensation, and aggressively manage the taxation of your outside investments. Maybe instead of owning bonds, you might own life insurance. Maybe instead of owning CDs, you might own annuities. Maybe instead of writing options, covered call options on large cap stocks, you might just buy an index fund and focus on long-term capital gain with very low turnover. These are things we have to think about. When you run the math, you can see how important it is to have low turnover and focus on capital gain. At retirement, things start to change. Now we have to evaluate whether we're going to roll out of that retirement plan into an IRA. We want to be very sensitive as we go through a life to asset protection issues. They might not have been very important when you're 25 and you do not have a lot, but they're very important at age 60 when you have a lifetime of work behind you. We want to manage NUA to the extent possible. The ability to take stock out of a pension plan and only pay tax on the basis is a very big tax advantage. You're in essence able to spin straw into gold. You're in essence able to take what would normally be plain vanilla, ordinary qualified plan income and spin it into capital gain. Gentleman I met with the other day had $2.5 million in his Procter & Gamble plan, $280,000 a basis. If he takes all that stock out, he only pays tax on his $280,000 a basis, The rest is deferred until he sells, and when he sells, he'll pay long-term capital gain. That is very important in the overall plan. If those accounts grow from $2.5 million to $5 million, all that gain will be long-term capital gain, not ordinary income. We want to monitor the IRC Section 72T penalty very, very carefully, make sure we're not going to get ourselves into that if we retire early. We have to look at our basis in our IRAs and qualified plans. Is there a way we can isolate basis and take advantage of that basis? And manage qualified Roth distributions very carefully. Typically, I'm thinking most Roth distributions should be put off until I'm well past 75 years old. There's going to be tactical situations where that makes, where those that rule would be broken, but that's the essence of what we're doing. We also want to be aware. We want to make sure we're very, once we have a lot of capital, we have to pay attention to asset location, not asset allocation. Asset allocation, obviously critical. That is, where should I allocate my assets? But asset location is, should I put my bonds in my IRA and hold my stocks in the palm of my hand where I'm going to get qualified dividend treatment and long-term capital gain? Early retirement to age 70, manage those 10 and 15% brackets. Generally, defer IRA distributions that are going to be taxed at 25% or greater. Draw upon outside assets and deferred compensation first, especially deferred compensation. If you're at risk of the failure of that company, do not leave that money on the table. Spend that down and leave your outside portfolio alone. If your IRA is in a nice balanced portfolio and your deferred comp is all on the good faith and credit of one corporation, draw down that deferred compensation. Draw upon traditional IRA assets second. Draw upon your Roth IRA assets last. And review Roth conversions to manage tax brackets. Also review the Roth conversion, recharacterization, reconversion strategy on a tactical level, not on a strategic level. What we're talking about here is, can I allocate my Roth IRA by asset classes, do conversions, and if I get volatility in one asset class, maybe I leave that in the Roth IRA and take advantage of that spike in value. Now, once I hit 70, my goals stay somewhat the same. I want to manage my 10 and 15% brackets. I want to understand my required minimum distributions. I want to spend down high basis outside assets first. I want to draw down funds from my IRA to manage tax brackets or do Roth conversions. And of course, I need to integrate all this with my more serious estate planning. On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler, discussing tax-sensitive withdrawal strategies. Thank you for joining us today.